If Pinchas came 2 minutes later, he couldn't touch Zimri ben Salu. If he would have killed him, he was committing a murder. If Zimri ben Salu would turn his head and see Pinchas coming to kill him, and he would have killed him,
self-defense.
It's self-defense. It's no problem. In other words, it's not so simple. So only in the situation that Pinchas came exactly at the point that they were doing it, he was the tzaddik. Otherwise, we had a problem. So we see, in order to get to this level and to this point, it's almost possible. Impossible, sorry. So what is the Torah trying to tell us? And this gets us to the point that understanding that the Torah is not a story. The Torah is teaching us. So sometimes we have to look into the story. What is the story really trying to tell us? And the story is really trying to tell us, first of all, you can get something that looks the worst thing that can be, and you can turn it to the best thing. You can be jealous, and it can be very bad. But you can be jealous, and it could be very good. But the main point is, Pinchas has got a small yud. In the Torah, it's written, Pinchas with a yud, but the yud is very small. You don't see it. Why? Says the Rav Zalman Sorotskin, a beautiful thing. The small yud is the symbol of a Jew. There is no small Jew. But each one of us has got power inside that he can use to do unbelievable things. The point is that sometimes we say, who am I to say or to do? So the Torah tells you, who was Pinchas 2 minutes ago? Who knew him? Nobody. Everybody's standing there doing nothing. Moshe, Aaron, all the wise people. And this Pinchas from nowhere comes and does this heroic thing, teaching us that each one of us got power and we can do things sometimes that we cannot even believe that we can do. But we have to have the love of God in order to take the power we've got inside out. We can do it. But we have to remember that we have the power. And not, you know, sometimes we stand in front of things, it's too hard, who am I to do it? So Pinchas is telling you, you can do it.
Yes. So what we were talking before, yes, about the shoe.
Exactly. Another, to so stand and do nothing.
You have to go and say to the people, no, no, no.
No, that's exactly the point. The point is to find the best way to do the act. But the thing is, action. Don't say, okay, that's the situation. It's not my problem. Who am I to do anything? So Pinchas is telling you, what do you mean who you are? Each one of you has got this small youth. And you see, I also didn't do nothing till now. But now when I saw this happening, I did it. And this is to teach each one of us that sometimes we have to stand up for our opinions. If somebody goes against the Torah, we have to stand up against it. From the other side, we see the tribe of Shimon, the head of the tribe, is doing the same thing, but from the other side, from the wrong side. It's very complicated to explain what Pinchas did. But if we understand that the Torah is really trying to teach us something, if we really understand that the Torah is really trying to teach us a lesson that is inside the story, then we can see a lot of things that we didn't even think before. Another thing is that they say that all the tribes, the ways that they were making fun of Pinchas. And they said Pinchas is a son of a Midianite because his father Eliezer was married a Midianite. So his grandfather was Yitro. And they said, look at this guy. His grandfather used to bring sacrifices to idols. And he is killing one of the heads of the tribes.
Because of a Midian.
And it is because of a Midian. Right. And the whole thing is very thing. Because what is the guy from Zimri doing? He's coming in front of Moshe and he's telling him, you're telling us not to sleep with the Midianites? And who is your wife? Is she not a Midianite? And he's just showing us that the thing that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing nothing. Maybe because he was involved, so that's the reason he's doing nothing. But the point is, we have to understand that the Midianite that Moshe Rabbeinu was married to was converted. She was Jewish. As the same way as her father, Yitro, was also Jewish. He became Jewish. And that's the idea. You know, everybody can join Am Yisrael if he wants. But if he doesn't, it's a whole different story. In other words, if she is a Midianite, she is a Midianite. If she wants to become Jewish, no problem. Let her go to the procedure of Giyur. And when she becomes Jewish, then you can take her.
But in his time, it wasn't the procedure of
Giyur. Well, Yitro did it. Yitro was the first one doing it. Yitro became Jewish.
He became a how?
He converted to become Jewish. It doesn't matter how. That's not the point. The point is that he decided from this day on, I am Jewish. Why?
Okay.
Because I believe that God is the real God, and I worshipped all the idols in the world, and I was seeking for the truth. They see, it's not enough to worship idols and become suddenly Jewish. The idea is that Yitro was looking for the truth. The problem is that a lot of people sometimes see the truth, but they don't want to go with the truth. And that's exactly the lesson. Yitro saw the truth, and he went after it. So now, this whole thing with Midian is really involved here in a very interesting thing.
But it does make sense.
What?
Because, listen, you see, first of all there was they entice the Jews to make sex with the women, but before they get it, you have to worship this idol. So they know that it's not the same thing like get married with a Midianite that converted. It's not the same thing at all. This is only pure sex, pure carnal sex. And it's worse than this.
It's not only sex. It's worshipping idols.
That's why worse than this. That's
why they had the plague.
Yeah. And so they had the plague.
What do you want to do? You want to justify who?
No. And I say...
Who do you want to justify now?
No. I say...
You're just making the point stronger.
No. It doesn't make sense that Zimri say to Moshe, you are... Or to... You understand me? All this...
You're looking for sense?
No.
What Korach did... Was sensible?
No, but listen.
That's the same story again and again. The same story again and again. The lesson for us is to understand that we can use our power to do good and to do bad. And sometimes if we want something, we just turn the picture the way we want it. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu was right and Zimri was wrong. You saw what was happening. They got an order to kill. And there was a plague. So who can go against this?
That's
what I'm saying. Shimon is being jealous for his people and comes and does this thing. Why? Because his people told him, how can you sit in your tent and do nothing? Look what's happening. He says, okay, I'll show Moshe Rabbeinu. So he takes his Midianite and comes in front of Moshe. He doesn't care now, you're allowed, not allowed, worshipping idols. That's not the case. He is going to show Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because people are being killed. He's justifying what he's doing. And the people, as we say, they also say to Pinchas, how dare you do this? And you, who you are? You are a grandson of somebody who was a Midianite who was worshipping idols. And you go and kill somebody from Israel? A chutzpah. The Noam Elimelech says the opposite. He's talking for Am Yisrael. He says, no. All the elders, all the wise people, they didn't contradict Pinchas. They contradict themselves. They said, look, this Pinchas, who comes from this Midianite, he stands up for God. And we, what did we do? Nothing. In other words, says the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech said, the Admor Migur, they say, doesn't go to any home if there is not Noam Elimelech there. Noam is Rabbi Elimelech Milijansk. He's talking very, it's that the book is sometimes very nice ideas, but most of it is really very deep things. So we only sometimes understand the surface, but it's good enough. And here he says, what was really happening was an unbelievable thing. And that's the lesson for us. Pinchas motivated us, brought us jealousy for God. How? In his action, he showed us, you see, I am just a simple Jew. Yesterday I didn't hear about me. As I said, this small Yud that we have in his name. The small Yud. What is the small Yud? Small Yehudi. There is no small Yud. There is no small Yehudi. Sometimes you don't see the powers you've got. Like you look in the Pasha, you see Pinchas, small Yud. Hard, very hard to see. But it's there. And you have the power. But sometimes we don't see it. You can take it out. And that's what Pinchas is teaching us. He's teaching us that you can use the power. And you can get and do unbelievable things. So there, looking at Pinchas, says, this is a lesson for us. This is also for us. It's unbelievable. I have to find, if I find it where I wrote it, what the Noam Elimelech says. It's unbelievable. Okay. Is it here? Says the Noam Elimelech. She'achar she'asa Pinchas davar ze, after he did this thing, echnis kin'a belev am ha-kodesh. He put jealousy in to the holy nation. Shemehayom ve'ala, from this day on, yabitu al orchotem, they should look at their ways, be'ein apkicha, with open eyes, liyot zariz ve'niskar b'mitzvot Hashem, to be, let's say, in a rush and in a hurry to do the mitzvahs of God. Ve'ine ha'adam ha'oved al Hashem, and here, a person who worships God, me'atzmo, from himself, lefi sichlo, for like his mind, az eno yachol la'agia la'alot ki'im ad mekom shisichlo magia. So he can elevate himself only to the point that his own mind takes him. It's so clever what he's writing here. Like from where he comes, from what in what he understands. Aval, כשאדם רואה מחברו דבר טוב והוא מקנא עצמו בו מעשות, when you see your friend doing a good thing and you are jealous, look what he's doing, then what happens to you? גם כן כך הקנאה מביאה שיעשה אפילו שלא כדרך הטבע. It brings you to do things not in your nature, more up to your nature. ויכול לעלות למעלה, and you can go elevate yourself more and more and more. ולכך כתוב, אל תקנה וכולי, כי אם יראת השם כל היום, etc., etc., etc. In other words, the Noam Elimelech says a beautiful thing. If you thought that all the elders and all the clever guy and all the wise people were talking against Pinchas, no. They were talking against themselves. When they saw what Pinchas is doing, they said, if he's doing a thing like this, and we stood and do nothing, busha v'cherpa. What a busha. We have to be ashamed of ourselves. From this day on, we have to do more. And that's what Pinchas is teaching us. And that's the small yud. Pinchas is teaching us, sometimes, even if your own mind brings you to a certain level, because of your own situation, sometimes you have to see somebody is doing something more to be jealous. Then it will take your power out and you will try to do the same. And instead of being jealous of somebody who's got a new car, be jealous of somebody who learned a new page of Gemara. Be jealous of somebody who did a good deed. Be jealous about this guy who wakes up early in the morning to help somebody. That's what you should do. And that's the big lesson of our parsha.